Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide.
2020.
We started the show at 5:30 with the big news of the day that Michael Bloomberg might be running for president. He's making his interest known in a big way, and we wanted to talk more about that with Aaron Katursky, our ABC News correspondent in New York City. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. Mike Bloomberg's dabbled before, but now seems quite serious as he's filing to get on the Alabama Democratic primary ballot. The deadline is today, so he's going to be filing today, and that is sure a proactive step, even though his aides say he has not officially made up his mind.
Aaron, the only response I could see from the other candidates in the Democratic Party came from Elizabeth Warren. Did anybody else react? She had that, you know, that tweet that everybody's talking about that was a little bit snarky, pointing to her plans and suggesting he take a look at those. But did anybody else weigh in at all?
Yeah, Bernie Sanders' campaign weighed in, you know, effectively say, great, another billionaire running for running for president. And I think it does point to a real question as to whether this is where the Democratic Party is. I mean, is the party that elected Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez prepared to give Michael Bloomberg its presidential mantle? It'd be a fascinating question to debate in the next couple of months. But I think it also raises questions about the viability of where the party seems to be headed under a Warren and a Sanders and an Ocasio-Cortez, and whether there's a capability that can beat Donald Trump next year. And an advisor put out a statement saying that Bloomberg is concerned that the current field of candidates just doesn't have what it takes to win. And he's worried about that. So that raises a question, too, about the viability of Joe Biden and about some of the other candidates who are running as a Biden alternative.
It seems very pointed to Joe Biden, especially because he had kind of stepped back from running when he found out Joe Biden was getting in the race.
Yeah, and I think over the last couple of months, something has triggered some concern. Now, we haven't heard directly from Bloomberg about what that might be, but his longtime advisor, Howard Wolfson, said that he's concerned about all the candidates and about the direction of the party. Bloomberg has worked for a long time. I mean, he put money into Virginia, and he has been, you know, active in politics, certainly beyond when he was mayor for three terms here. But he has never taken that formal step of jumping into the presidential race because he never calculated that he could win. And there's, I think, still a big question as to whether that calculus has changed much. But maybe he feels like he needs to inject a different conversation into the race.
Well, you know, if you look at all the primary candidates, he certainly has more name recognition and more national exposure than many of them have had.
Well, I think that's true. He also can point to three successful terms as mayor. I mean, the third one, he wore a little thin, and I think even he may acknowledge that. You know, certainly there are things that the Democratic Party right now would probably question. Stop and frisk was a prime police tactic when he was mayor. But there's also a lot the party would like. He's a staunch environmentalist. He is really concerned about climate change and has put his money behind efforts to combat it. He's staunchly pro-choice, someone that's tried to address homelessness and the housing crisis. So I think the party would find things to like, even as it would also find things to criticize.
I understand the next opportunity he could have, if things went really well, and if he did go forward with his candidacy, there's the debate coming up on November 20th. Is there a chance he could be in that debate?
I don't think he could be in that one, but there's one the following month, and you know, another one the month after that. So there's plenty of opportunity for him to make himself known. Plus, look, he has near limitless financial resources to run ads or do whatever he can to get his name out there.
Yeah. And is this, I guess this is also a look at or a way to, you know, the people who are behind him and a lot of the candidates who have Wall Street backing, it's maybe in response to some of the policies that are being floated.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, look, I think it's a real question, as I say, about the direction of the party under a Sanders and a Warren. But the thing about him is he doesn't need Wall Street backing. He's always been self-funded. He's not taking money. He doesn't really owe anyone anything.
Very similar to the president in office right now. And what about Eric Holder? There are rumors that he might be thinking about running in the last few seconds here.
I haven't heard anything new about Eric Holder's campaign.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of time for anybody to jump in, I suppose.
Oh, sure is. I mean, look, we have a year to go.
That's right. Well, thanks so much, Aaron Katursky, ABC News correspondent in New York City. It's 8:41 on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.